Today I'm going to ask that you pray with me. If we can just put the two slides to go up, Holy Spirit one. And this is our prayer as we come into this time of worship this morning. Just close your eyes and pray with me. Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, Lord. Amen. It is wonderful to be able to worship together this morning, to be with you and in the presence of our Lord. This last Friday was kind of a fun day at our household. My son graduated high school, so that was kind of an interesting thing. It's a weird thing. It's all kinds of emotions as you sit through that and experience it. You don't think it's ever going to happen when you have kids, but all of a sudden it just happens at the snap of a finger, and it's done. And I was thinking a little bit this morning as I was in the office of all the different people that have been a part of Isaac's life. And a lot of those people sit in this room that have been a part of Isaac's life. And we're just so thankful for a church family to do life with and to bring up our children with and to have the support of as we raise our children, because we certainly can't do it on our own. So we're just so thankful for that. This morning's kind of fun because we're doing child dedication. I love child dedication. I love when people say, you know what, we want to make sure that we're going to raise our children according to God's plan and God's word, and we want the support of our church. We're going to actually make a commitment to do that. Like, that's an exciting thing. That's an awesome thing to do. I can remember when Isaac was dedicated and we made that same kind of a commitment. But before we kind of get into that, I want to just share with us some kind of neat things about children. We're talking about children this morning and dedicating children and teaching children. But children have so much to teach us as adults. They really do. So I want you, if you have your Bible, turn to Luke chapter 18. We're going to look at just a couple of verses in there. We're going to talk for a little bit before we get into child dedication. And then we're going to end the time of celebration by having communion together. So we have a wonderful time set up this morning to be together. So Luke chapter 18, starting at verse 15, says this. But Jesus called the children to him and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of God belongs to such as these. I tell you the truth, anyone who will not receive the kingdom of God like a child will never enter it." We have a lot to learn from children, because children know how to enter the kingdom of God. I read a couple different just cute little stories about children this last week in preparation for today, and I wanted to share them with you. I can get away with doing it because we're just talking about kids today a little bit, so this doesn't tie in real strong with everything. It's just fun stuff that kids do and say, right? A little boy at a wedding looks at his mom and says, "Mom, why does the bride wear white?" And the mom replies quickly, and she says, "The bride is in white because she is happy, and it's the happiest day of her life." The boy thinks about it for a second and says, "Why is the groom wearing black?" Fair question, right? "And what will you do when you grow up to be as big as me?" a father asked his son. The son replied, "I'll diet." Children are brutally honest sometimes. A grandson and his grandpa see a frog as they're walking by the pond, and the grandson asks, says, "Grandpa, do you know how to croak?" He said, "I don't believe I do, Stephen." "Why?" He said, "Because my dad says when you do, he'll be a rich man." Children are great. We have a lot to learn from children. In a few minutes, we're going to witness and we're going to participate in child dedication of two of the Shaw's children. But before we do so, I just want to focus for a few moments on what we can learn from the gift that God has given to us, this gift of children. The first is simply this. Children are humble in most situations. Children are humble. Children understand that they are dependent on somebody, on an adult, to help them. So they're not too proud to receive instruction oftentimes. As adults, we need to humble ourselves under the mighty hand of God, like children do. We need to not be so proud as to think that we can grow more in aspects of our own spiritual lives just on our own. We should not be so proud as to avoid asking somebody to help us in growing in our walk with God. Children ask all kinds of questions. Ask Kim and Randy, who lead our children's ministry. They ask all kinds of questions in regards to faith and things of Scripture. Children are trusting. Children are apt to trust those who have authority over them. It's kind of their natural bent. It doesn't take a lot to convince a child of their need to rely on those who have greater power, more wisdom, more resources, more experience in life. We must learn to approach the Lord with a greater childlike trust that He will supply for all of our needs, our emotional needs, our social needs, our physical needs, our financial needs, our vocational needs, our spiritual needs. He will meet all those needs. He'll supply all those needs according to His riches and His glory through Jesus Christ. This is what Philippians chapter 4:19 tells us. Children are simple. Children don't require complicated explanations before they're willing to believe. We must not be unwilling to learn something from others or from the Lord, from God's word, about growing up in some aspects of our faith journey. Thankfully, children just want to know the essentials, the basics, so often. They're not so sophisticated as to require lengthy explanations, because they're willing to believe and receive God's truth, love, and hope through Jesus Christ. As adults, we can learn to take God's word at face value, like children do. Remember, we claim this book right here called the Bible. We claim the Bible to be God's inspired word. We got to trust it with the mindset of a child. Children are solution oriented. Children are ready to admit that they have problems and not be ashamed to admit that they need solutions. Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 6, He said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nobody comes to the Father except through me." We need to learn to stop looking around through all kinds of philosophies and literature, and just realize that all of the solutions to life's problems are found in Jesus Christ, period. In a relationship with Christ are found all the necessary wisdom, all the necessary knowledge and treasures that we need for life and godliness. Children are responsive. This is so true. Children are so responsive. We have something to learn as adults in regards to this. 85% of people who come to Jesus Christ are people under the age of 18. 85%. 15% are 19 or older. We have something to learn about being responsive as adults from our children. The greatest mission field in the world is children. We must always, always, always as a church supply children's department with the best workers and the best curriculum and the best resources. We should always be looking for ways to sow our seeds into their lives where it multiplies 30, 60, 100-fold results. And as adults, let's become more responsive like children to God's direction in our lives. Children are important. Some people think that children are less important than adults in the world and in the church, and it's just not so. Jesus said, "Let the little children come to me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven." Last week when we were doing Graduation Sunday, if you remember, Stacy said something like this, probably not an exact quote, but very, very something like this. "These are not the future of our children," referring to our youth. "These are not the future of our church," according to our youth. "These are our church." So true. But here's the deal. Same is true of our children, all the way down to the infants. They are vibrant. They are a vital part of the kingdom of God. Let's realize that we too often overlook children because we have not developed enough of the mindset, perhaps, of Christ and his perspectives on kids. Children are practical. Children do not have to be given a lot of theories before they are convinced that something is good, truthful, or beneficial. We need to learn to be more applicational in our understanding of Jesus. We need to be less like the intellectual who needs to have everything proven to him before he or she is convinced of the merit of the truth. We need to stop being so skeptical, perhaps, at times in our lives, and be more willing to look to the Bible and to Jesus as our commander in chief. And sometimes the answer is simply because Jesus instructs us to do it. That's it. Children are persistent, and they overcome the naysayers in life. Children are not easily dismissed. Tell a child that they can't do something, and what do? They jump up to the challenge to prove you wrong so often. So let's learn how to not be discouraged when others try to hinder us from developing in our intimate relationship with Jesus. But let's be persistent and let's push through. And when somebody says you can't do that, and you know you can because God's told you to, just go do it. Be persistent. Overcome the naysayers. Children are ministry participants. They love participating in things. If you go back to the children's ministry department during Sunday school hour, they are there and they are singing and they are participating and they are interacting with Mr. Randy or Miss Kim, and they are a part of what's going on. They look for ways to be involved. They look forward to things like Kids Club or Vacation Bible School. They love filling the Operation Christmas Child boxes and bringing them up to the front because it's going to affect the lives of somebody else. Let's take advantage of the fact that there are many children who are happy to come out to Kids Club and attend Vacation Bible School in just a few weeks. Let's not overlook some of these great windows of opportunity that we have. And like children, let's decide to get involved in ministries to grow spiritually ourselves, but also to help other people grow spiritually. You know what? Vacation Bible School doesn't happen in a few weeks without us jumping on board and doing something to help with it. Let's be like children and be involved in ministry, be ministry participants with our lives. We have so much to learn from children, and that's just a few things that we talked about this morning. They are certainly a blessing from God to this church family and to so many of you that are blessed to be parents. Sometimes a frustrating blessing from God. Another critically important thought on children is that if you are placed in the role of parenting, whether you're a biological parent or not, it doesn't really matter. If you're placed in the role of parenting a child, there's great responsibility that comes along with that. I always love the few verses in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verses 6 through 7, where it says this. I love it, but it's also very challenging to us if you're in that role of parent. It says this. It says, love God, your God, with your whole heart. Love him with all that is in you. Love him with all you've got. And then before this, there were some other commands that were instructed as well. And then in verse 6, it goes on to say, write these commandments that I have given to you today on your hearts. Speaking to us in the role of parents here. Get them inside of you, and then get them inside your children. Talk about them wherever you are, sitting at home or walking on the street. Talk about them from the time that you get up in the morning until you fall into bed at night. Tie them on your hands and your foreheads as a reminder. Inscribe them on the doorposts of your homes and on your city gates. Today we're celebrating along with CJ and Rachel as they want to make this public commitment of their intent to lead their children according to the word of God and their faith that they have in their household. And the mechanism that we use to do this at Fairland is called child or infant dedication. So some that are here today have experienced infant baptism. As brethren in Christ, we do baptism. We call it believer's baptism. And we do that once somebody gives their life to Christ. In Scripture, in numerous places, it talks about coming to know Jesus Christ and then taking a step of obedience and following in his instruction to be baptized. So that's where the baptism happens for us as brethren in Christ. But what we do here is we do what we call infant or child dedication. And it's a little bit different than the baptism piece because it's not the person saying that they are going to follow Jesus Christ with their lives. It's the parents saying that I am going to be committed. I'm going to be dedicated to raising my child in my faith, in my understanding of Jesus Christ. I'm going to be making a commitment to raise my child according to the words of Jesus Christ, the truth of Jesus Christ. So today, Rachel and CJ are making this commitment to raise their children according to Christ's word. And we get to be a part of that as their church family. So I want to invite the Shaws to come join me up front, and we're going to get to participate in Anna Lee and Alethea's dedication this morning. And we're going to go up on the stage because we want to make sure everybody can see you guys. If it's just me, I try to hide on the main floor, but it has been so fun having you guys a part of our church family. Let me just first start by saying that. Over the years, getting to know you and have you in different roles serving in the church, and we love you guys, and we love having you a part of our church family. So it's fun to be able to be here today and to be able to participate in and be a part of dedicating two of your children this morning. As children, we are welcomed by Jesus. So as a church, we'd be wise to welcome children as Jesus did. CJ and Rachel wish to dedicate their daughters to the Lord today and wish for the Lord's providence, protection, and guidance in Anna Lee and Alethea's lives as they grow and mature. Because of this desire, CJ and Rachel, I'm going to ask you guys just a couple questions about the covenant that you're making this morning. So the first one is this. CJ and Rachel, will you promise to engage Anna Lee and Alethea to receive instruction in the Bible and your Christian faith. If so, say we will. CJ and Rachel, will you carry a concern for Anna Lee and Alethea's spiritual training and development? And will you allow the church to minister so that one day your children will have the opportunity to accept Christ into their hearts and their lives? If so, say we will.
We will.
And now to the congregation. I talked at the very beginning of our time about the need for community to be a part of this, right? So it's absolutely a commitment that you guys are making, but they invite you as their church family to be a part of that. Will you commit to walking with, supporting, and encouraging CJ and Rachel in this most important endeavor? Will you continue to look for ways to minister to, and pray for this beautiful family and their children in the years ahead? If so, I'm going to ask you to stand in support of them this morning. Rachel, CJ, because of your commitment to raising your daughters in faith, it's just a pure privilege today, really, pure joy for me to be able to dedicate both Anna Lee and Alethea to the Lord and his service. Rachel and CJ, may God richly bless both of you, your desires and your efforts in raising your family to follow him in the days ahead. I want to pray for your whole family, if that's okay. So I'm going to come behind you. We're going to kind of do this. We're going to pray for all of us, okay?
Okay.
All right. Heavenly Father, I come to you and I thank you so much for the Shaws. I thank you for this beautiful family. I thank you for how you are working in their lives as a family. I thank you for CJ and for Rachel. I pray, Lord God, that you will just continue to protect their marriage and grow their marriage stronger day in and day out. Lord God, I pray that as that takes place, that they just grow more and more in love with you. And that their marriage be centered around you. And as a result of that, their family be centered around you, Lord God. Heavenly Father, I pray for the girls. For Alethea, for Anna Lee. I pray especially as we're dedicating them this morning. I pray, Lord God, for your blessing upon their lives. I pray that as they are here and a part of the ministries that take place at Fairland, that they'll have seeds planted in their lives that will draw them closer to you, Lord God. I pray that we as a congregation will look for ways to invest and encourage and strengthen this family in the days and the weeks and the months and the years ahead. Lord God, may you have your way with this beautiful family. May you draw each one of them closer and closer to you each and every day. We pray this in your name. Amen. Let's give the Lord a praise offering this morning as we have just a Bible and a certificate for each of you as we got to dedicate you this morning.
Thank you.
You bet. You may be seated. We certainly celebrate the decision that Rachel and CJ have made in dedicating this morning, being able to participate in that this morning with Anna Lee and Alethea. What a wonderful thing. Thank you guys for letting us be a part of that special moment. We're going to transition our time as we come to a close this morning now to a time of celebrating through communion together. Communion is the recognition of Jesus Christ's life, his death, and his resurrection. Pardon me. Communion recognizes the foundation of our faith in Jesus Christ as believers. A God that is full of love and offers us grace. We see both Jesus' love for us and the grace that he offers to us through the act that took place on the cross that we celebrate this morning and recognize this morning in communion. Whenever we receive communion together, we should always remember the hope that we have because of the resurrection that followed the cross. As we conclude our service time together today, we are celebrating in just a moment at the communion table. We're celebrating that Jesus took our place on the cross to pay the ultimate price for my sins and for your sins. In doing so, Jesus gave us the opportunity to live life and eternity in the presence of God. We're instructed in Scripture in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 to remember this through the practice of communion, where it says, "For I received from the Lord what I also deliver to you, that the Lord Jesus Christ, on the night that he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, 'This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me.'" And then the passage goes on to say, "In the same way, he also took the cup after supper, saying, 'This cup is the new covenant of my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me.' For as often as you eat the bread and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." We are instructed to remember this sacrifice that Jesus willingly made for us. In just a moment, I'm going to give you the opportunity to come and to take the elements of communion, the bread and the cup, and you'll just come forward and you'll take it around the sides and back to your seats with you. And once you've returned to your seats, I would encourage you just to spend a moment in prayer, thanking Jesus for his willingness to take your place on that cross, recognizing the sacrifice that he made on your behalf. And once you've done that, then you may go ahead and drink, or you may go ahead and eat the bread and drink the cup. At Fairland, there is no requirements in regards to membership or age for you to participate in communion. If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior and you're here today and you understand why we're doing this, the table is open. We want you to come and participate and be a part of recognizing the sacrifice that Christ made on our behalf. It's an open table. So let me pray over the elements that we're going to be receiving. And once I'm done praying, I'm going to invite you to come forward. And again, we'll just start at the front and you'll come to the table and you'll take the bread, you'll take the cup, and you'll go back around, back to your seats, and you can be seated and spend that time in quiet, reflective prayer and then eat the bread and drink the cup. If it's easier for you to have somebody serve you, if you just make eye contact with me, raise your hand, we'll make sure one of the deacons comes and serves you the elements as well. Happy to do that. And then once we're all done, I'm going to have the worship team come up and they're going to lead us in our closing song. So let's pray together. Lord God, on this day we have so much to celebrate. We celebrate the gift of life as we dedicated Anna Lee and Alethea. We celebrate the desire of CJ and Rachel as they made this covenant and commitment to you. We celebrate this morning your gift to us by dying on that cross, taking our place, paying the cost of our sins for us. We celebrate the fact that you have risen from the dead, that death could not hold you, and that we have hope because of that. We celebrate your love for us that was demonstrated and displayed on that cross. So, Lord God, this morning as we come forward and we take the bread that represents your body beaten and bruised for us, the cup that represents your blood that was poured out for our iniquities, may we remember your love, your mercy, and your grace. We pray this in your holy name. Amen. So this morning as we do communion, oftentimes we'll have some music playing in the background. We're not going to today. This morning we're just going to have you come in silence. And we're just going to encourage you to have a time of reflection this morning in silence. No other distractions, no other things going on, but just some time between you and God this morning. So I'll invite you to start from the front rows if you're choosing to participate this morning, and you may come at this point. May the God of peace, that great shepherd of the sheep, equip you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Jesus Christ, his son. Go in his peace.